right there interacting one-on-one with the person who's the target of the subject. The more kind of general global mind control just works by control of the media, control of information, disinformation, propaganda. And I think our culture basically is run like that. It's very pervasive.
There's a lot of ways to influence the mental process. The modern techniques, the modern methods deal with what's called brain entrainment. This is the idea of creating what's called a frequency following response. This is where an external signal is generated that the brain recognizes and begins to lock onto and begins to mirror. So you have, say, an external signal coming in at a very low frequency range that happened to be within the range of biological activity. What will happen is, if you're monitoring brain activity with an EEG, for example, you can actually see the brain begin to mirror the pulse rate of these external apparatus, which then changes the chemical reactions within the brain and changes emotional state as a very simple method of changing behavior. You can do this with flickering light, electromagnetic fields, pulsed radio frequency, anything within the electromagnetic spectrum. If you can manipulate it in the very specific ranges, particularly if you can pulse it or send the energy in and more or less hammer it in. This is what HARP does on a hemispheric scale, because what happens is a high frequency signal coming off the transmitter on the ground hits an area called the ionosphere, which is about 30 miles above the Earth's surface. And what it does is they pulse that high frequency signal. So it's like a hammer hitting the head of a nail. And every time it hits, the ionosphere vibrates like a bell, sending back a signal back to the Earth. So it literally, this instrument on the ground, couples with the ionosphere, this natural field around the Earth, and then pulses energy back to the Earth in an extremely low frequency range, as an example. This would alter behavior over a pretty wide and large geographic area. Resonance is the idea of, let's look at a radio transmitter and radio receiver. What actually happens when a signal is transmitted? There's a resonance, a harmony between the transmitter and receiver, so that's how you actually hear radio on a mechanical device, as an example, electronic device. In terms of the human body and brain, what we found is that very complex but low energy signals are what transits our thoughts, our images, our emotional states. These are all measurable. In fact, there were two contracts led to the University of California by DARPA to look at this activity. In other words, to be able to look at the complex signal generation coming from a human brain, be able to map that in three dimensions, and then create a way to generate the same signal through complex computer programs and other forms of electromagnetic field oscillations to be able to transfer that to another person. In other words, creating a form of what they called electronic telepathy, the idea of moving a thought literally out of one head into another, the idea of being able to send signals in for your own kinds of communication rather than using an external radio, being able to transmit directly to your troops on the ground, or conversely, to disrupt the brain activity of your adversary. And this is really where the science of mind effects has gone over the last several decades.
The documentation on G.H. Esterbrooks, who was a contractor during the Second World War, proves that active mind control experimentation was already going on in the 1941 to 1945 timeframe. The Office of Strategic Services, which is the precursor of the CIA, was studying different types of drugs, interrogation techniques, and G.H. Esterbrooks was creating super spies, Manchurian candidates, using hypnosis and other techniques that were used operationally during the war. And the OSS then was shut down at the end of the war, and most of the personnel then became the new CIA in 1947. And the CIA's programs begin in 1950 and run forward to 1973. And then after 1973, everything is classified.
The man who would oversee the CIA's research into drugs and most of the agency's behavior programs is this man, Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, a chemist. He retired in 1973 and destroyed the records of this work. In sort of a valedictory letter, Dr. Gottlieb wrote that he and his colleagues had been able to maintain contact with the leading edge of developments in the field of biological and chemical control of human behavior. Dr. Gottlieb also testified before the Senate subcommittee, but from an anteroom where he could not